Hi, I'm Asha Tomlinson.
And I'm David Common.
And we're hosts of CBC Marketplace. We're award-winning investigative journalists that want to help you avoid clever scams, unsafe products, and sketchy services.
Our TV show has been Canada's top investigative consumer watchdog for more than 50 years, but this is our first podcast.
CBC Marketplace podcast is available now on the CBC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, it's The World This Hour. I'm Joe Cummings. A UN Security Council resolution calling for a humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza has passed.
The draft resolution has been adopted as Resolution 2728.
The resolution calls for the ceasefire to extend through the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. It's non-binding, but it does represent the first ceasefire proposal to survive a Security Council vote. As for how the member countries voted, they all voted in favor, except for the United States, which abstained. Four suspects in Friday's attack on a Russian concert hall appeared today in a Moscow court. That's a court official speaking, as each suspect is formally charged with committing an act of terrorism. All four appear to have a black eye or other facial injuries, with one suspect appearing to be semi-conscious in a wheelchair. Russian state media say the men are all citizens of Tajikistan. More than 130 people were killed in Friday's attack that saw a group of armed men carry out an assault on the concert facility. An ISIS group is claiming responsibility. It's a big day for Donald Trump in two of his ongoing legal cases. One involves his New York real estate fraud conviction, and the other is his hush money case involving payments to an adult film star. Richard Madden has more.
Trump is expected to attend a hearing today where a judge will announce if the trial date on his alleged scheme to cover up hush money payments to Stormy Daniels will proceed for mid-April. Now, if it does, Trump could be in a courtroom day after day while running for president while a jury decides if he should go to prison. Now, he's pleaded not guilty. Separately, Trump needs to post nearly $500 million in a bond payment by today, or the attorney general could seize some of his properties. Trump's lawyers claim he doesn't have the money, but that undercuts Trump's recent claims he's flush with cash.
Billions of dollars in value, billions of dollars in properties, but they'd like to take the cash away so I can't use it on the campaign.
Now, Trump is fighting several other criminal cases this election year, from withholding classified documents at Mar-a-Lago to overturning the 2020 election. But polls suggest each case has cemented his support among Republicans. Richard Madden, CBC News, Washington.
We're expecting to hear more today from Ottawa's police chief about a mistaken identity incident from last month. It involves a black man who was shocked by police with a stun gun and arrested. Arthur White Crummy has more.
Ottawa police says it sincerely regrets the stress and fear it caused Kane Neondegara last month. His family read that message, sent to CBC, but didn't see one key word, apologize. Burundian community leader Martine Sabushimike is in touch with the family.
The police response for them is ridiculous.
So the family has hired a personal injury lawyer. He says Neondegara has begun a dialogue with the city and police and wants to give them a chance to address the issue privately. The statement does give the police side of why officers chased Neondegara last month. They were responding to a report that a homicide suspect was spotted. They say Neondegara matched a caller's description and that the caller, not police, misidentified him. When he ran, officers say they followed standard protocols and chased him and say they feared for community safety. But Neondegara had no connection to the homicide. Arthur White Crummy, CBC News, Ottawa.
Boeing is headed for a senior management shakeup. CEO Dave Calhoun has announced he'll be stepping down at the end of the year, as well the head of Boeing's commercial aircraft division is retiring. And the company's board chair is saying he won't be standing for re-election. All this as Boeing is under increasing scrutiny over safety concerns. In January, a door plug on a Boeing-made Alaska Airlines plane blew off in mid-flight. And just prior to the pandemic, two Boeing 737 MAX jets crashed, killing more than 300 people. And that is The World This Hour. You can listen to us live on your mobile device using the CBC Listen app. For CBC News, I'm Joe Cummings.